other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What's your gut tell you? You just enjoyed weeks of riots a year ago or so over in England over some things a lot smaller than election results. We see riots now over skateboarders, mainly white skateboarders. We're anti-white for saying that. If they can't get into a movie theater. I mean, rioting is the new thing to do with these flash mobs that the Department of Defense has talked so much about, including your Department of Defense over in England as well. But I guess if we talk about riots in France, we're racist against Frenchmen. This isn't going to work anymore. What do you think is going to happen if Romney does lose? I mean, I guess the Obama supporters will be happy, but what if Romney happens to win, which most polls shows he's going to win?
I think if it's narrow, and this is what a lot of people are saying, that there will be riots. I mean, whether that's on a widespread basis, who knows? But certainly if it's a very narrow decision, which if Romney does win, it looks like it will be narrow because the in-trade still has Obama quite clearly ahead and he's still ahead in the key states. But if it does come down to the wire and it's narrow, then yeah, I think you will see some civil unrest because that's how a lot of these leftists react to losing and not getting their way. And we don't even support Romney. I mean, listen to that speech last night. It was insane. They were just agreeing on everything, funding Al-Qaeda in the Middle East.
No, I physically got nauseated. I've never had that happen before.
Yeah, so we're non-partisan. We're not saying vote for anyone. We're just pointing out the double standard because we're often on the end of it. We got blamed for Richard Poplawski shooting those cops in Pittsburgh when, in fact, he hated us. He said that you were a sellout or whatever, but that's...
Well, I wasn't a white supremacist, so he didn't like me. No, that was the point. And we're always trying to...
They had to retract it all.
Well, listen, I think you should write an update specifically with all the racism stuff and then put it as updates at the top of each article. And media covers up, racial attacks on Romney or something like that to point out that we're being called racist by Chris Matthews and others and the White House run group, Think Tyranny or whatever it's called. We need to cover that and show that there's a double standard here.
Well, precisely. I mean, we're always on the end of this Think Progress group because they're an admitted Obama front. They say their focus is around, quote, driving the White House's message and agenda, and then they claim they're nonpartisan. So why do you think they're attacking us all the time? And they then claim that we're a sideline, fringe website, and yet we get about 15 times the amount of traffic they do. So it's just fun. It's fun going.
No, it's all part of these control freaks lecturing to us that they control reality. And just like they're always telling Drudge, you better stop linking to InfoWars. I mean, it's like they think they control reality. These people are legends in their own minds, but they've all got our tax money. That's why we can't get them out of our lives. Because they've got a bunch of dependent idiots who are too dumbed down to know what's going on, that they're slaves, and then they've got our tax money to use against us, Paul.
Well, yeah, and they've got $3 million checks from George Soros to help them. If we take us, 6 years of money bombs just to get in, one check they got from George Soros, and yet we're still kicking their butts because at least we try and tell the truth.
Well, they are jokes, and that's why they're going to try to shut down web freedom and everything. That's why Obama supporters are calling for banning free speech. They can't beat us in ideas, and so they want to cheat. And it isn't going to work. You're losers. Everybody's waking up to you. And as far as I'm concerned, you can go right to the devil. That's all I have to say.
And they're always the ones pushing the DHS, right-wing extremist reports that we're all violent and deadly. Yet when Obama supporters come out publicly and say they want to shoot Romney in the head, that's nothing. And it's not only a non-issue, it's our fault for drawing attention to it. It's a complete double standard. It's insane, and it just highlights their rampant hypocrisy.
Well, hit them and hit them hard. Great job, Paul Watson, at PrisonPlanet.com. He also writes for InfoWars.com. We're going to come back, get some of the other headlines, and I promise we're going to your phone calls, my fellow extremists. Stay with us. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another worldwide transmission. Second hour here. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, where we're streaming video of the radio show as well. I am Alex Jones, your host. We are here Monday through Friday, again, from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Look, I want to go to your phone calls. If you just joined us, recapping, disgusting yesterday. I watched the debate, Romney and Obama agreeing with each other on almost everything because they're globalist puppets and being told we've got to go into the Middle East because of Al-Qaeda when our own criminal government and NATO and others run Al-Qaeda. Just unbelievable. And now Obama supporters continue threats to riot, assassinate Romney. Secret Service attention fails to dampen violent Twitter comments. That story's gone viral. We have another report here as well. Establishment plays race card to bury violent threats by Obama supporters. And it goes on this morning. Paul Watson compiled a list of tweets from Obama supporters threatening to assassinate Mitt Romney and provoke riots if Obama loses the election, which now looks like he may do unless there's election fraud. The article has since been picked up by the Drudge Report, but I subsequently came across a number of tweets even more violent and offensive than the ones featured in the article. Twitchy has discovered yet more tweets from Obama supporters threatening violent murder of Romney, which include the following, and I'm not even going to read these on air, but this is all very premeditated. People could get, you know, many years in prison for these. And hey, if later they selectively enforce, this is going to be brought up to juries when you're trying to put patriots in jail for no reason or mild stuff. This is going to be brought up. The establishment has tried to bury the issue by blaming the likes of InfoWars for drawing attention to it. Because most of the tweets are being made by black people, it's our fault, and we are engaging in race baiting. Apparently, according to the likes of George Soros' Run Think Progress, who downplayed the issue, it's no big deal to threaten to shoot a presidential candidate in the face so long as your skin color is black. Imagine how this organization, which claims it's nonpartisan yet simultaneously admits its goal is centered around driving the White House's message and agenda, would react to thousands of tweets threatening violence against Obama. And it goes on here, too. There's also a lot of racial comments. I'm going to get Paul Watson to update on that. It's just amazing. Here's Fox News. Post-debate, MSNBC's Matthews claims Romney supporters fueled by racial hatred of Obama. Listen, I would have supported Herman Cain if he wasn't a former Fed governor, if he wasn't calling for 9999. This is another nine in there, the FICA tax. And, you know, if he hadn't been caught lying, I would vote for, I don't care what color your skin is. And I shouldn't even have to say that. Point is, it's the people constantly talking about race, like Chris Matthews, are the ones using race for control. And more people are figuring that out. Okay, let me go over some more of the election news here. Election 2012, Colorado. Colorado, Romney 50, Obama 46. That's one of the key battleground states that Romney or Obama need to get to win. Has now reached the 50% mark for the first time in Colorado and leads President Obama by four in critical swing state. That's out of Rasmussen, and a whole bunch of other polls are showing the same thing. So what do we expect to see? Well, there's election fraud going on out there, and we've got Bev Harris coming on to go over some of this. But I did confirm what I heard about weeks ago. Forbes is reporting Heart Inner Civics is basically now controlled by the Romney family, and it controls a lot of the balloting. But then there's Obama-supporting groups that also control some of the other machines. So I guess in America, it's how many machines you control. I mean, that's a total conflict of interest. Here's the Associated Press. Obama-Romney pumped for the dash to the finish. Yeah, it's not long now. How many days are we talking about here? Like 8 days and then 6 days? I mean, how many days is that? 14 days, 13 days, wow. Continuing, what's that you popped in my ear there, brother? Yeah, no, I know how many days it is, thank you. Continuing here, sometimes they pop in my ear. I heard the mic open, but nothing was said, so I was asking them what was going on. Continuing here, Obama, Romney, tangle on Al-Qaeda, foreign policy, and final presidential debate. I mean, that's just totally ridiculous, they're doing nothing but discussing fantasy there. Romney won the presidential debate by looking presidential. Obama had a painful case of Biden's smile. That's the London Telegraph. That's their view of that. And that was the Republican spin I was seeing last night, was that immediately, well, he looked presidential and Obama didn't. Well, that's what the Democrats tried to say for Obama when he lost the first debate, was Obama was trying to look presidential. I don't think he lost it as bad as Obama lost the first one. But, I mean, again, it's all rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. But I have to say Obama, I couldn't watch the last 20 minutes. But from what I saw, Obama won the debate just because they were interrupting him so much, too. So we've got more news on that. This is an interesting article here out of the Washington Examiner. Walmart Air funding Obama big time. Well, yeah, Walmart gets a lot of its money from welfare recipients. That's where a lot of them shop. And so that's all the economy that's left now for 50 million Americans is food stamps and 90-plus million on welfare. So, I mean, yeah. The Washington Times describing Obama donor Sam Walton as Walmart chairman. In truth, the Obama donor is Walmart heir Sam Walton. And it goes on, I guess that's a correction at the top here. Can we stop pretending that Barack Obama's candidacy is some grassroots uprising? And then it just goes on with him breaking down the fact that the Walmart heir of Sam Walton is funding that. So that's just some of the news that we have on that front. Florida Republican 71 arrested for penny attack on Democratic Party offices. He reportedly threw some pennies on the ground and said, "Here's all I've got left. Have the rest of my money." And he's been arrested. They're calling it an attack. So that's just some of that news. And it's all a distraction to a great extent. Like I said, tomorrow we're going to be looking at this with Bev Harris of Black Box Voting, one of the premier experts in election fraud who is nonpartisan to a great extent. Voter fraud is a felony. Billboards removed amid outcry from critics. And this is a Mark Salvo story up at Infowars.com. And he makes the point that you got to have it to get a gym membership. You got to get it to rent a movie, to purchase a six-pack of beer, or wager at a blackjack table. It's nothing short of ridiculous. The same standards are not required to cast a vote. Well, you got Democratic operatives caught saying vote once, vote often, vote twice, vote often. But feds to probe possible vote fraud in Florida, because some groups are sending letters to people saying if you're an illegal alien, don't vote. Trying to hope to act like there's some law and order in this country, but obviously there isn't. So that's going on. But again, Democrats like the low-level retail fraud. They're famous for that. Ballot box stuffing, voting repeatedly, and some electronic fraud. But Republicans have proven they're the real Mac Daddies of that. And here's Forbes. Romney's family investment ties to voting machine company that could decide the election, causing concern. And Forbes goes over to confirm that. Romney's ties with voting machine makers raise alarms. Pretty much the same headlines everywhere. Romney family buys voting machines through Bain Capital Investment. Supreme Court rejects early voting appeal. So Hardiner Civics, based here in Austin. So I'll give them a heads up. We're going to get Bev Harris on, hear what she has to say about this. Then I'm going to try to get an interview with Hardiner Civics. Or if you don't, I'm sending reporters over there. So get ready for that. Because, you know, Hardiner Civics been caught with their pants down repeatedly. And I really do think that there's an issue with George Soros tied into election systems, Romney tied into them. I mean, it's just, you know what? There's so many laws in this country. How about a conflict of interest laws? You know, where are the ethics in this country? Where these big politicians, who's the one? Senator Hagel, who started one of the biggest companies in the U.S. You can look this up. And then 90%+ of the vote that got him into office was on machines, where he was literally the head guy and the owner. Not like it's just some investment. I mean, come on, man. People are voting for you on machines you own. I mean, come on. It just destroys the integrity of the entire voting system. Folks, I don't know who's going to win this. And again, they're both puppets, but it will vary. And if Obama gets back in, he won't be facing re-election. He'll have executive orders. He'll have the pardon power. But that may backfire and make people really wake up and say no to him. Or he could just totally take over. Or does the establishment want Romney in there because he's a new face and people kind of go back to sleep for a while and then he can, quote, get things done, like legalize the illegals and all the stuff he's promised to do? I don't know. I don't know, but I'm telling you, at the grassroots, people are really, you can see it, you can feel it, you can tell, Romney is ahead in this. And the numbers all show that, not from one polling company or two or three or five or ten, it's every one we've looked at. Across the wide spectrum, this is going on. And so, it's not just in popular vote, too. You know, they got major universities, like the University of Colorado, there at Denver, who's been stunningly accurate the last 20 years or so in elections, saying that Romney's who they think is going to win. He's going to win 76% chance he'll win the popular vote was the number I saw last week. And that now he's starting to pick up dead heats or passing in the key battleground states like Colorado. So regardless, could there be an October surprise if Romney wins rioting? And what will that do? I'm not the one saying that's going to happen. His supporters, Obama's supporters, are the ones saying that. Now, if there aren't riots or there are only a few little ones, the media, you can better believe, is going to come out and say, Mr. Jones, you said there'd be riots. No, no, no. We're saying thousands of people are saying riots and killing and everything else. So that's the issue. And so we need to get that straight on the record. Get that straight on the record. We're going to come back and go to your phone calls. And then I thought I might tell you about something in case you didn't know it. It's now admitted what we told you over a decade ago. I knew this because of patents. All of the computer cameras on your cell phones, on your smartphones, on your computers at home are watching you. There's not a question. They're watching you. And that's now admitted. And they're actually Well, I'm going to tell you about this. They're uploading it to porn sites. That's CBS News. We're going to get into that, too, after calls.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one, for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We don't normally cover sports here on the air, but because of the Lance Armstrong situation and the NFL and all of this, we've got an amazing researcher, Brian. He'll be coming on with us. Brian, who wrote The Fix Is In, will be coming on the radio broadcast. So Brian Toohey coming up. I read his book a few months ago, and I've been really meaning to get him on. I've had him on the nightly news. And the book is The Fix Is In, and it ties into politics as well. So we're going to be looking at that. Did you know the NFL's tax exempt? You know, you pay for almost all the stadiums. We're going to break that down coming up and talk some about Lance Armstrong and take your calls. I want to go to your calls right now. But you heard me right. Study. Vast majority of homemade porn private photos end up online. They have software systems that hack your computers, government built and demanded back doors and everything. And then you see all that homemade porn floating around the web even when you're not looking for it. Well, it turns out it's homemade. So there you go. And, of course, I already knew about this. It's parasite programs, but they're able to do it because the droids, the iPhones, the Microsoft systems, the Apple systems, they're all designed, as Dr. Stallman has broken down here on the air, to have people backdoor them. Of course the chips in the Defense Department stuff has backdoor chips, but the Chinese government, who's terrible, by the way, I'm not defending them, they didn't put that in there because they wanted to do it. That's globally standardized. You can't shell computer chips in Europe, North America. You can't shell, under federal law, a cell phone since 1996 that they can't GPS triangulate off cell towers and that they can't dial into. And, boy, I'd talk about this in 96 and get death threats out the wazoo. And engineers calling me saying, you're not supposed to know that. It was all in the Telecommunications Act. See, I'm already covering this. I said I'd get to it later. It's so frustrating that... In fact, Paul Watson IM'd you the article. Will you guys print that for me, please? He did one last week again because it finally broke mainstream news. I never covered it. I want to cover it now. I can call him again and have him send it again. But the point is that all of that is going on. All of that is happening. And, you know, they call it hacks now that, oh, people go in and they take photos and turn your camera on. Oh, even when your phone's off, they can be doing it. I have nothing to hide. The government says, well, just let us watch you. But the point is, I like my privacy. It's the reason I have walls. It's the reason I live out in the countryside. And so I've known for years, in my house, all the cameras are covered on the computers. And people come over the years and say, why is there a sticker over the camera? Oh, they watch you. People always laugh at me. Even though it's admitted that public schools are doing it, you name it, it's going on everywhere. It's happening everywhere. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. Let's get one in before we go to break here. Kirk in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, hey, nice job getting through the news without going on a rant. That was pretty good.
I can't understand you, caller. They were talking in my ear. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I just said that. Nice job actually being able to get through the news without going on a rant. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I'm trying my best here.
Hey, also, you know, I'm not a Twitter user, but I did read that article of Paul Joseph Watson today, and I'm just wondering, how is it possible that all these Obamanoids can spell assassinate correctly when everything else is a big mess? I mean, could this be like a provocateur op or anything like that?
Well, we've talked at length about that and noted that in the earlier articles. I've learned to tell dummy accounts that, you know, they're usually a few months old, a few days old. They'll have a few videos on them that aren't theirs. We went in and drilled into these accounts. And undoubtedly, now this is a big national story. I will imagine there are some spoofs is what it's called, spoofing. I would imagine that some of that is happening. But you can't spoof a 2-year-old Twitter account with 5,000 tweets with photos of people's family. And you go, look, it is a real family. It's a whole history. No, the Secret Service has gone to real people's houses. The news reported that last week. These are real people.
Oh, so the Secret Service actually is doing something, although probably not enough.
Yes, it was reported, as we said, by the Weekly Standard and others. The Secret Service has responded. We've had listeners who've had family members arrested for it. But they're releasing them, but they are arresting them. And my point is they may be charged. But you separately have the George Soros media implying that none of this is happening and it's not real or we're racist or we're liars.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, regardless, even if it is a provocateur op, I'm not going to live in fear of it.
Oh, well, it's not about living in fear. It's about asking what's going to happen if there are riots. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we have massive preparation for riots being carried on by Homeland Security level, never before seen. I'm saying it may be provocateur. They may let this spread as a provocateur action. Do you get my drift now?
I do. All right.
God bless you. Thank you, sir. All right, we're going to come back, try to rattle through more calls. Jeff, Zach, Jim, Colin, Bill, others, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to try to rocket through your phone calls and then get into Big Brother watching you over your phones and computers, which is now mainstream news, and they just report it like it's no big deal. So we're going to be breaking that down after we take some of your calls, and we're going to have the author of The Fix Is In, a powerful book getting into the proof of just systematic fraud and corruption across sports, which is basically force-fed by government as a distraction. We're going to be looking at that. But by the way, this film took about 5 months to make. And I was going to call it just a presentation, but it really is a film. And we're just now getting around to the trailer for it right now. The film is actually done. It's been manufactured. We're going to start shipping it out in a couple weeks. Strategic Relocation documentary film featuring Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. It has a similar cover to his book, but, I mean, he gets into... in 3 hours, two-hour film, like an hour of extras, he gets into how the globalists plan to roll out the takeover, just really powerful info, but also deep breakdown and basically like a three-hour consultancy. He's like one of the top consultants, if not the top consultant in the United States, on building hardened retreats, hidden retreats, the safest places, and he really knows his stuff. I mean, I was shocked whenever Joel Skousen was here for a couple of days that he knew everything about the Texas Hill Country and had built a whole bunch of different retreats here over the years because it's one of the only safer places in Texas. And then I was asking about East Texas, and he knew everything about it. I was asking about areas of Wyoming that I have intimate knowledge of, knew all about it. And it was really impressive. This guy has been everywhere. And while he was here, he just finished working on some big compound outside Austin. And he knows all about the sociology, the anthropology, the psychology of the areas. We also sell his big, thick color book, Strategic Relocation, the book. But the film is Strategic Relocation. And Joel Skousen, you know, breaks down the safest places and how to secure your home with Alex Jones. And it really is a film. You know, we're calling it a presentation, but Darren McBreen and Rob Jacobson kind of went crazy. And I kept saying, hey, just get it done. It's a breakdown of the film. But they ended up making all these graphics and documents and maps, and it's very impressive. So if you want to be the first to get it, pre-order now, InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com. We'll get you there and link through on the shop links at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And get it, because this is something that is absolutely vital, that everyone have this, even if you're going to shelter in place during any type of crisis. And let's prepare, you know, for the worst, hope for the best. I hope that his scenarios don't unfold. But this is high-grade, real preparation. This is the Royals Royce of it. This is the real deal. So this is not fly-by-night. This is real, deep research from somebody that lives this stuff 18 hours a day, with yours truly giving my geopolitical analysis as well, but it's about 80% Skousen. We taped for about 5 hours, condensed it down to 3 hours. Strategic Relocation documentary film featuring Joel Skousen. We should probably add Ann Alex Jones on there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can simply go to PrisonPlanet.tv and also link through there and order it there. Okay. Coming up, smartphone apps now use microphone to record your conversations. Cell phone takes private pictures without your consent. That's Paul Watson's article from last week. And goes through all the admissions. But see, it dovetails with phone hacking suits hit Piers Morgan, old tabloid. AP, I'm going to tie all that together with this CBS News Report study. Vast majority of homemade porn, private photos end up online. They break into your computers, or Facebook allows for its partners, they allow them into your private stuff, they sell it. And then you get to be part of the porn factory. That's like in 1984, Winston's torturing, or Brian's torturing Winston. And he says, of course we know you're having sex with that woman. We've got all the film footage of it. And he goes, what'd you do with that? He goes, oh, it's being recycled for proletariat use. It's being shown in the porno theaters for the proles, the general public. But see, you're a party member. You're not allowed to have extramarital sex. But the general public, they're allowed to. It's only the politicians and minions that aren't. They always keep them in a greater tyranny. That's why those of you that like to live under tyranny, those of you that think you're going to get power out of it, you're blowing off your own feet. You know, I had Lou Rockwell on yesterday, and I always paraphrase, different parables and allegories. And he corrected me. Well, he didn't correct me. He unknowingly corrected me. I'm always telling the fable of the frog and the scorpion. And I always talk about the scorpion says, hey, carry me across the river. The scorpion says to the frog, carry me across the river. And the frog says, no, you'll sting me. And he goes, no, I won't, I promise. So they get to the other side, and the scorpion stings him. And the frog rolls over dying, says, why'd you do that? And he says, well, I'm a scorpion. It's my nature. But Rockwell told it better. I was saying, you know, the elites are destroying their own future. They're getting rid of their own due process. They're going to create a hellish world. And Rockwell said, well, yeah, that's the frog and the scorpion, where the frog asked the scorpion, take me across. And the frog says, but you'll sting me. And the scorpion says, I promise I won't. And halfway across, the scorpion stings him. They both are sinking, beginning to drown. And he says, why'd you do that? He says, well, I'm a scorpion. So that is the proper fable, the proper allegory. That's That's what's going on here. But this is what elites do throughout history. Smart elites, even if they're corrupt, don't get rid of the checks and balances and don't engage in this type of stuff and don't create giant welfare hordes. Rome went through all this. Babylon went through this. Every culture has gone through this. The Aztecs had welfare. They went through this. And we're now going through this. And the globalists actually write white papers admitting they know they're doing this, but they say they hate humanity so much, they just want to see everything go up in flames. So they're setting up an elaborate world government to make sure they destroy everything. Lenin wrote poetry about wanting to blow the earth up. I mean, these are mentally ill people, and you have to understand that. And they have to be stopped, okay? They have to be stopped. I'm not afraid of dying. I'm afraid of species death. I'm afraid of not having great-great-great-great-grandchildren because I love humanity and the interactions and our art and our literature and what we've done. I have this connection to the past I can feel but also understand intellectually to my ancestors who hand-by-hand touched through the people that came before me right back to them. You have a direct physical connection to your ancestors 6,000, 7,000 years ago. You have a direct connection to your ancestors, but you also have a connection to those coming in the future. And I look forward into the future and see a foggy outcome. I don't know if we're going to make it. That doesn't mean I can tell, you know, what's going to happen in the future or that I'm a fortune teller. What I'm saying is I intellectually have enough knowledge of history and where things are going that my electrochemical supercomputer that God gave me, you have one too, just use it, can look out into the future. And I don't see a clear outcome for our species. I see some type of survival of the species, but it may be irrevocably damaged. And see, the globalists are into vandalizing things. They're into ugliness. And see, I'm into stepping on them. I don't take pleasure in crushing evil. It must be crushed. It must be crushed. It must be crushed. And if you don't have a basic understanding of that at a fundamental core level, if evil doesn't upset you, if persecution of widows and children and the innocents, and if bullies and injustice doesn't get you angry at a fundamental level, well, then you aren't living. And so many people talk about how unhappy they are at record numbers. Of course, you're living in fantasy football and fantasy sports and fantasy culture and fantasy TV and video games and fantasy. You're not living in the real world. You're not satisfied. The Matrix can never deliver long term. It can deliver up front, and you can give yourself to it, and for a while it feels okay, but down the road it gets very nasty. Let me tell you what's going to deliver you to Valhalla. Reality. Biting into it. The real grit. The real visceral thing. This is what's real. This. Okay? Not this fake globalist projection. You think when you're awake that the propaganda is ridiculous and stupid? It's not meant for you. You're awake. It's designed for the zombies. You can't get mad at the public that they're totally dumbed down and don't know what sin is up. They are under scientific attack. Thank God Almighty. Thank your lucky stars. Thank whatever it is you think that you're awake to a certain extent. You should be horrified by the dumbed down public. I see so many people get off on how dumb people are. It makes you feel superior. Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. They will drag everybody down. You better not feel superior over people floundering around. I see people that feel superior all the time over people that aren't as smart or aren't as informed or aren't as successful as them. And it's disgusting. It's disgusting. And it's disgusting when little people look up at those that are successful and want to pull them down as well. It's disgusting and it's inhuman and it's the lower order. And it's what we need to recognize as bad and say no to it. I'm done ranting. Jeff in Texas, sorry. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, I'm with you on the debate last night. It was like watching two demons trading lies about fairy tales.
Oh, gosh. I was trying to tweet things all day. And I just couldn't come up with anything. It's probably why I was getting nauseated that could describe it. I'm going to tweet that right now. Oh, gosh, you finally said it. That is exactly what I was thinking, and I couldn't say it last time. I was like, I had some mental block to the point of, it was so disgusting. I had to, let me tweet this. Of course, my tweet's not loading. My little spy phone here. Say that again. The debate was watching. Let me see if he'll do it. The debate was like, problem is it's always too short, was like watching two demons
trading lies about fairy tales.
That's it. Two demons. You're a genius. Two demons. But anyways, keep going. Go ahead and make your point.
So anyway, yeah, and it was like they were competing for the America, you know, for the soul of America. It was like a contest of liars, you know, who's the best liar? Boy, he was really a convincing liar. I don't know. Maybe Obama was a better liar. You know, that's just what it looked. I don't know. It was just disgusting.
You know, I'm not just saying this. That's one of the most concise, almost haiku-like poetry you just said, because I was trying to figure out how to tweet last night in a short enough span, and I had all these drafts because it kept denying me. It was always a little too long. How do you say this is all a fraud, and then they're debating little intricacies of the lies, and how do you say there's scum on top of it, and that's it? The debate was like watching two demons trading lies about fairy tales. That's it?
Yeah, so... Well, I'm looking for a job, too. I just lost my job. I'm in Houston. you still hiring?
Hey, why don't you start writing some pieces and submitting them to us? And if they're good, you know, write us 5, 6, 7 pieces. You might end up getting to be a writer that we, you know, pay part-time to write or something. My problem is I don't have the capital to hire more people. You know, I thank God the Money Bomb was a success. I want to thank all the listeners for being able to do some big things. If the Lord's willing and keeps blessing us in the fight against the globalists, thanks to close to $500,000 came in. Sounds like a lot. It's not with TV equipment and uplinks, but it should be enough to do the job. So thank you, folks. You're not behind us. You're right beside us. But, yeah, I mean, I wish I could hire 50 more people. The other problem is then managing folks and all the things that come with that. But we're trying our best here. Just keep praying for us. Any other points about the debate?
You know, that was really the main thing. It just was, it was hard to watch. It was, the lies were just so, it was unbelievable. It was like you said, you know, it was like you're in the Matrix. So, and.
Well, it was just all, but then in real time, you could see Obama throwing in provisos finally. Like, and by the way, we don't want to arm the wrong guys there while they're arming Al-Qaeda. They're already getting the next story ready, you know, to keep bombing after they've gotten rid of Assad. It's a perpetual war plan to actually just deindustrialize and wreck those poor countries. And then you realize you're under the same attack here. It's just so sick. It's like it's a nightmare that never ends. And it's like, why can't people see Obama was like some weird space alien debating Count Dracula is how my wife described it last night. And Obama looked like he had jaundice, and Romney looked completely insane. Anything else, sir?
And black magic, basically.
No, but I mean, you're right. They were there like two vampires fighting over the woman they've got in the ditch. You know, they've run the wagon off the road, and they've killed the horseman driving the wagon, and then they've got the young maiden knocked out in the back, and Renfield's running around there, and it's two Count Draculas fighting over who gets to shuck all the blood out of her. I hear you, brother. Great points. Yep, the debate was like watching two demons trading lies about fairy tales. Yeah, that's it, because it's lies within lies. Zach in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, in my opinion, it was Obama, the UN uniter, versus Romney, the Bilderberg built businessman. And I was just going to ask two questions, if I could, after that.
Go ahead, brother.
They're going to be, we heard the clip you played earlier where Romney was praising the use of U.S. drones foreignly. Will he increase their use both foreign and domestically? And also, post-election, will Obama or Romney sign onto the U.N. gun grab that they previously pushed under the table?
Yeah, they're both going to sign on to it. That's why the globalists have an agenda. That's why they agreed so much on foreign policy. That's why they had trouble even fighting with each other, because it's all smoke and mirrors. The Air Force has 20,000 drones assigned to the CIA. It's 20,000 last time I checked. 20,000 operable. And they're in the news today calling for more drones. And, yes, the plan is to have them operate everywhere weaponized and to have blimps tethered over every city. It's just a hellish future. I mean, look, it's crazy people with unlimited power that we're funding who want to play God, who are eugenicists that also love to poison our food supply. I mean, you couldn't come up with a more sickening perspective than what we're facing.
Right. And also, or is it by 2016? Is that when they're allowed to use them officially domestically? That's what I've heard. Or have you heard anything else?
Sure, they're already rolling them out in the next 60-something, no, it's $46 billion that they put in the funding for domestic drones and the FAA funding just last year. It was earlier this year, 30,000 drones. Washington Post reported on that's the main source. And they're buying them everywhere and already weaponizing them, so it's here. And they're also going to have ground robots, too. I mean, they're already, the street lights in Austin for 14 years have got microphones on them, and now they put one in by my parents' house. Hey, microphones, cameras in the street lights. I mean, you know, this is it. And I mean, it's all off the charts. Heck, we'll get to that coming up. They're taking photos of you naked in your house and uploading it to the porn sites.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Got a business that you didn't build, that somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, John Baum put that new liner together. You didn't build that, buddy. In fact, the heart of this great song, those ladies didn't compose this music. They didn't sing it. Government did. I mean, look at how wonderful North Korea, Communist Russia, Communist China, Castro's Cuba. Look how great government health care is in Europe. Year and a half waits for brain surgery. When you need it, you die. I mean, it's great. By the way, we've got World Bank Luminary, breed smaller people to increase metabolic efficiency. That's up at InfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I have probably the last year, let's not exaggerate, 150 or so, I mean, I've seen like 10 the last week and a half, of professors and scientists and news headlines about, we're going to breed you smaller for the Earth. Of course, that's all Brave New World, written in 1932. And Huxley said in 1962, before he died, that was actually a real plan. And he should know, he comes from one of the founding eugenics family of 1853. And you don't know what that is, you better watch Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. But, I mean, they just, and you're like, they're going to breed us now? And they just put it out there, yeah, we're going to breed you. You're not a terrorist, are you? Hey, you can't go to public school if you've got the muscular dystrophy gene. And that was in the news yesterday. We're going to make you go to a special school, even though it hadn't manifested. They're taking over. They know what they're doing. They're called eugenicists. That's the secret. That's the game plan. That's behind the facade. You want to know what's behind the matrix? That's it. And only people being in comas lets these scum win. And I personally have had enough of it. Let's go to Jim in Ohio. You're on the air, Jim. Then we'll go to Colin and others. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, brother. Welcome.
Thanks. I was just calling because with all these Twitter threats against Romney and everybody now, I would just like to point out that not only, one, is this not a new thing, but as a matter of fact, I'm a pretty young guy here. When I was 18 a couple of years ago and going to college at the Ohio State University, all right, I had a tweet that I actually put out one day, actually on the 24th of September 2010, that was, I had had a particularly bad day. I tweeted that I was hungry, angry, and that I was frustrated enough to, potentially shoot some Apple Store employee. I was being, using hyperbole, of course.
But they had to take it serious because of the shootings, or they would have. But here's the deal. There was a guy when that cop shot the poor black guy in the back that was bound in San Francisco, and then the cop got off, I think it was like a year in jail. A guy on my site said somebody ought to kill that guy, close quote. And they went, arrested him, got, the subpoena, got our records, got him and took him to jail, and he got a big prison sentence. So my message to people is, this stuff's all being watched. I mean, people all the time threaten me online, and I'm not really afraid of them because I know cowards do that. If you're really going to go after somebody, you don't threaten it. But the point is, there's all these punks that think in the internet world they can just threaten people all day, and that's not how it works. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I was just going to say, what I found amazing about that is, I tweeted that out on like 24th of September, and that was, at best, that is a threat, I guess, and, that probably should have been said. But the reason I even left it in there is because, that was a threat against an employee of a store that I was upset with, and I had the Department of Homeland Security with the university police department come into the dorm that I was living at. Now, interestingly enough, I wasn't there at the time.
Yeah, but see, there you go. It shouldn't have been the feds. The feds are taking everything over to the threat fusion centers, and then they're always involved. Because I know they can say, well, it's the internet, it's federal. Well, then everything's federal. So how'd the story end?
Well, it ended up, they came in with a university police officer and a Homeland Security agent and everything and sat down with me in the lobby of the dorm there.
I want to hear the rest of this.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.